Math topic. Calculating the surface area and volume for three-dimensional shapes. Think. Why do we need to calculate surface areas or volumes in our daily lives? Finding the surface area or volume for a three-dimensional, 3D shape is more complex than for a two-dimensional, 2D shape. To find the surface area, you need to consider all the surface areas of a 3D shape. This information might be helpful if you have to wrap a boxed present, or if you need to cover a cylinder with fabric. Volume, on the other hand, concerns the space inside a 3D shape. Knowing an object's volume may be useful if you want to fill a 3D shape, such as filling an aquarium or a swimming pool with water. For polyhedrons, calculate the surface area of each face of the polyhedron and then add all of the areas together. For example, suppose that a cube has a side length of 5 feet. The area of one side will be 25 square feet. As a cube has 6 sides, all the surface areas will equal 150 square feet. To find the volume of this same cube, just multiply the length by the height by the width. That is, 5 times 5 times 5, or 5 cubed, equals 125 cubic feet. A cube has the largest volume among cuboids or rectangular boxes with a given surface area. As for a cylinder, the following formula is used to calculate surface area. SA equals 2 pi r squared plus 2 pi rh. Pi equals pi, approximately 3.14. R equals the radius of the cylinder. H equals the height of the cylinder. The value of pi is approximately 3.14. If the height of this cylinder is 12 centimeters and the radius is 3 centimeters, the surface area for this cylinder is calculated as follows. Parentheses 2 times 3.14 times parentheses 3, close parentheses, squared, close parentheses, plus parentheses 2 times 3.14 times 3 times 12, close parentheses, equals 282.6. To find the volume of a cylinder, you can use the following formula. To calculate, V equals pi r squared h. 3.14 times parentheses 3, close parentheses, squared, times 12, equals 339.12.